we are now able to very swiftly move capital and technology across the globe, and that has huge implications for the kinds of skills that workers in China need, workers in Maine, and everywhere else in between.
What are other places doing to compete?
Well, I think one of the things that other places are doing is heavily investing in education, training, and human capital development. I think there's a clear understanding that in order to be able to perform in the kind of context that we find ourselves in today, we've got to have high intellectual firepower, if you will, across the spectrum. I mean, this is no longer just the case for a few elites. I think we need more people to have higher order intellectual skills to be able to function not just in the workplace, but I think an increasingly complex society.
You know, there has been, of course, a lot of talk, as you know, about it, this skills gap and what education systems have to do to better prepare workers. But, you know, I've also heard criticism, as I'm sure
you have, of the
fact that in the past, employers have provided a lot of end training, if you will, through on-the-job training. Is the private sector still doing enough, or is there some kind of shift going on here?
Well, I think the private sector, the kinds of things they're asking for, at least in terms of my research over the last 5 to 8 years, are the kinds of things that we expect from our education and training institutions. When the private sector is asking for critical thinking, communications, problem solving as a foundation of skills, we expect that to come from our education and training systems, particularly when we are spending more than anyone else on the planet on a per capita basis on education, and the fact that we are moving people increasingly through 16 years of education. The question is, are we getting the bang for the buck in terms of preparing people with, I think, the intellectual capacity to actually benefit from the kind of training that occurs on the job? Could the private sector do more? I think that's always the case, given the complexity of technology, given the changing processes.
Isn't innovation a younger person's game? And are we not at some deficit in Maine simply because our population is demographically aging?
I would say not. Innovation is fundamental to any economy that wants to progress and move forward. So it's not the icing on the cake that you see at Silicon Valley or a few specialized economy. Fundamentally, any economy has to innovate in order to grow, in order to move forward.
I was looking at one of your charts in particular, which talked about the decline in the number of jobs in mechanical skills,
right,
which including things like construction. And it occurred to me that while there's no question that's probably happened in recent years, I wonder if some of that may be temporary.
Temporary, yes. I mean, don't underestimate the effect of this recent recession. But I think the most profound effect of all upon skill requirements is the fact that technology and the application of technology, whether it's in manufacturing, whether it's in construction, whether it's in retail sales, is fundamentally transforming the skill sets that people require. And as an example, go out in the Maine woods these days and look at the complexity of the wood harvesting technology today compared to 10 years ago, compared to 20 years ago. And that's true in manufacturing. When you take a look at what's happened to Maine manufacturing, while we know the story quite well of the number of jobs that are being lost, what we don't know as well is the fact that of the new hires into manufacturing, more of them are with bachelor's and associate's degrees, something that wouldn't have been the case 20 years ago. And because of that, the entry-level wages of those new hires is actually going up, and it's going up at twice the rate that the wages are for workers generally in the Maine economy.